What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, your daily podcast covering the New York Yankees. We are brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. I hope you enjoy the episode. I'm your host, Stacey Gatsoulias. I'm an author of Baseball Prospectus, and I run their Yankee site, BP Bronx. You can follow me on Twitter at Locked On Yankees or at my personal account, Stace Gotts. You can listen and subscribe to Locked On Yankees on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. And you can listen to our show on our website, LockedOnYankees.com. Finally, you can play Locked On Yankees on your smart speakers by saying play podcast Locked On Yankees. You can email questions or comments to LockedOnNYY@gmail.com. On today's episode of Locked On Yankees, we actually have a little bit of Yankee news that just broke. I apologize for recording this so late, but there's been nothing happening. And it's hard to talk about stuff when nothing's happening. But the Yankees just announced that they came to a one-year agreement with Brett Gardner for 2019. It's $7.5 million. So, what does that mean? That means that they will probably try to go after Bryce Harper, I would assume. Because, if I'm not mistaken, the way they've been saving money lately, there's a chance for them to sign both Machado and Harper and still be under the luxury tax threshold. I apologize. I can't speak today. Happy Halloween, by the way. The Red Sox had their parade earlier today, celebrating their fourth World Series in 15 seasons. That seems to be some sort of a rallying cry. I mean, I understand they're the first team to reach four World Series in this century, but try winning four and five and then talk to me. Anyway, so they had their parade, and of course they had to bring up the Yankees because, God forbid, they don't bring up the Yankees. They played New York in the locker room after they won because the Yankees are always in their heads. And this sort of behavior from that team is leapfrogging them over the Astros for least likable. Too bad there isn't a molasses tank that can explode in Boston in a few weeks. Look that up, by the way. That happened in 1918. Actually, that's a really bad thing. People actually died because they drowned in molasses. Again, look it up. Really weird thing that happened in 1918. So yes, Brett Gardner's back on a one-year deal. I wouldn't be surprised to see CC Sabathia back on a one-year deal because the Yankees like doing that for their older players. I have to say, I'm happy that Gardner's back. I know he had a rough year last year, but I've said this before about both Gardner and CC. They're the leaders on the team. Their presence is important, even if they're not performing as well as they should be. So I like the move. I'm happy with it. And like I said, look for the Yankees to go all out this offseason. It's an offseason that ends with an 8, just like 2008 when they signed CC, AJ, got Swisher, signed Tex. I could see another whole offseason like that, which would be tremendous. And it would piss everyone off because the Yankees would be buying their championship, unlike the two teams who were in the World Series this year with the two highest payrolls in baseball. They didn't buy their World Series trips, did they? Oh, and speaking of that, did Dave Roberts get a ring because he totally gave Game 4 to the Red Sox? I wouldn't be surprised if they sent him a ring on the lowdown or gave him a championship share. Was he in the parade today? I didn't watch. Unlike other Yankee fans who were watching, why would you watch anyone else's World Series parade, especially the Red Sox? I don't get it. I really don't. I saw Yankee fans talking about Mookie Betts' Insta stories and all this other stuff. I'm like, what is wrong with you? These kids, it's all the kids too in their 20s. Like, they don't understand that you're not supposed to like the Red Sox. You're just not. I was brought up to dislike the Red Sox, the Royals, and the Dodgers because I'm old. I was born in 1974, the Yankees' big rivals in the late 70s. When I first started watching baseball with my father were the Red Sox, the Dodgers, and the Royals because those were the teams that they played. Let's see, they played the Royals and the Dodgers in the playoffs all the time, and the Red Sox were naturally their biggest rival in the AL East. So that's how I was brought up. Was not brought up to hate the Mets. I was indifferent to the Mets. My cousins on Long Island are mostly Met fans, which is horrible for them, which I don't understand. Oh, well, no, I do understand. It was their father's influence, even though their mother grew up in a house full of Yankee fans in the Bronx. You know, back then, your dad would determine which team you would root for in most cases. Although there is one cousin in my group of cousins in Long Island who is a Yankee fan. So at least he escaped Met fandom. And I do have some spirited debates with some cousins. My cousin's longtime boyfriend is a big Met fan. He loves ribbing me when he can, although he hasn't really had much reason to rib me lately, considering the Yankees have made the playoffs the last 2 years and the Mets have not. The Mets have not done much of anything the last couple of years. And it's kind of interesting growing up in a family like that where you're brought up in one way and your cousins are brought up the other way. And, you know, in the 80s, I've talked about this before, when the Mets won in 86, I had friends trying to convert me, you know, turn me into a Met fan. My homeroom teacher in seventh grade was a Met fan to the point where he had a whole third of the blackboard that was the countdown, the playoff countdown to how many games you need to win the World Series. He drew a giant Mets logo, which, by the way, his Mets logo was really good. He was an English teacher. He should have been an art teacher. And there were only two of us in the class who admitted that we were Yankee fans, and he would just rib the both of us all year long. And yeah, me and my friend Andy Greenberg were the only two who admitted to be Yankee fans. And Andy and I shared that bond until he passed away in 2010. I used to run into Andy at Yankee games when we were adults. And that was our bond from seventh grade. In junior high, all of the elementary schools went to this one giant junior high. And Andy and I started going to school from seventh grade on. And yeah, we had, like I said, we had that bond from 1986 until he passed away, sadly. And I even spoke to his father about that at his funeral, or after the funeral, when we went to the house where everyone was sitting Shiva. I said to his father, I said, you know, the last time I saw Andy, we were at a Yankee game together, and we hadn't seen each other in a couple of years, and I was sitting there by myself. I had a week off from work, and the Yankees were playing one of their really long, like 10-game homestands. So I had my normal Sunday tickets, and then I bought a few weekday tickets. I kind of had like a staycation at home, but decided to go to like 5 Yankee games in a week. And I was sitting way up in the upper deck, like section, I think it was section 15. And all of a sudden I hear Stacy, and I turn around and it's Andy. And we hung out for the game. I'll never forget, there was a girl who got really sick from being drunk and she puked. And they had to come and put that stuff, I don't know if it's wood chips or what, but they put stuff to soak up the puke and then they clean it. It's the grossest thing ever. Ew. Drunk people at Yankee Stadium are the worst. Anyway, up next, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about, but I've been babbling for 10 minutes. So we need a break. And after the break, who knows? Let's get crazy. So let's see. Baseball news. Rocco Baldelli was hired as the Twins manager. He's 37, which means he's 7 years younger than me. It's so depressing. The only guy left in Major League Baseball who's older than me is Bartolo Colon. And if he leaves, I will be so depressed. Please, Bart, just pitch until you're like 55. Please. Ichiro did me dirty and stopped playing because he's also older than me. He's, what is he, 9 months older than me? But still, it's older than me. He was born in 1973. So, yeah. The Mets hired Jacob DeGrom's agent as their GM because that's a Mets thing to do. I'm sure he'll be fine. They say he'll be great. I just find it strange, especially after everything that happened with DeGrom and his agent and the stuff that happened earlier this season. It's just, I don't know. It seemed very strange that this guy also looks young. Oh, no, he's my age. Good Lord. 44 is pretty young. Not as young as Theo Epstein or Brian Cashman when they became GMs. But again, this guy had been an agent for a long time. And I don't, it's just very strange. Oh, that's what happened. They asked him about the GM search, and he threw his hat into the ring. That makes sense. Interesting. Oh, in shocking news, JT Realmuto is not going to sign an extension with Miami, which, why would anyone? I don't see why anyone would want to play for that team. You got a tight-ass owner in Jeter who wants to get rid of the home run sculpture, which if I ever saw him in person, I'd actually boo him for that. I mean, they're not getting rid of it totally. It's going to be outside the stadium, but what's the point of it being outside the stadium? The point of it is being in the outfield and being this albatross that goes off whenever a home run is hit. It's one of the best things ever created. And I think the Marlins really dropped the ball when they didn't make a desk-size version of it that you could tap and set off after you finish a project, meet a deadline, write an article, etc. Tisk tisk, Miami. Why do you have to be so boring? Your stadium is like in neon colors, but you're like the most boring team out there because you have the most boring owner ever. I can trash Jeter now that he's no longer a Yankee. He was the worst. I heard so many horrible stories about how bad he was when he was a Yankee. Everyone thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread, but who was more supportive of younger players when they came to the Yankees? Alex Rodriguez. Isn't it funny how that works? He's the most vilified person in New York. Jeter was a saint. And then it turns out A-Rod treated the players better when they came over. Figures. So Hanley Ramirez is planning to return in 2019. That's according to John Heyman. He says, the veteran slugger intends to play winter ball and ramp up for the campaign to come. So he turns 35 in December, and he was pretty good in 2016, but he hasn't been great since the start of 2017. So we'll see what happens with him. Again, turns 35 in December. It's not ancient in baseball, but he's not a spring chicken either. We'll see what happens with that. The Cardinals re-signed Adam Wainwright. So he gets a $2 million guarantee. That's also per John Heyman. And then he'll earn $500,000 upon his fifth start, $1 million upon his 10th and 15th. He'll get $1.5 million for his 20th. and $2 million apiece for his 25th and 30th. Okay, if Adam Wainwright starts 30 games in 2019, I will eat someone's hat. I don't think that's going to happen because he's 37, but you never know. Weirder things have happened. And let's see. Oh, the A's announced contract extensions for Billy Bean, David Forst, and Bob Melvin, of course, because, I mean, Bob Melvin took a team that no one expected to do anything to the wild card game. And, you know, the A's always have surprising seasons like that where they come out of nowhere, but then they can't do anything in the playoffs, which is disappointing. You know, it would be nice for once for the Moneyball thing to work for Oakland. They finished 97-65. So remember earlier in the season when Seattle looked to be the team that was going to be facing the Yankees in the wild card game? Yeah. Poor Seattle. Whew. What a drought for them. We're up to 17 years now. Too bad. So sad. I want to go back to Yankees news, but there really isn't anything happening. The Nationals are reportedly finalizing a contract with Trevor Rosenthal. That news comes from Joel Sherman, not John Heyman, although John Heyman had something to do with it because he knows everything. I wonder how that works. Like, does he have like 5 phone lines that people call him on, or, you know, do people email him every 5 seconds? Like, I want to see how John Heyman works on a day-to-day basis. Does anyone else, or am I the only one? I might be the only one. Anyway, up next, again, no idea what I'm going to talk about. What's today's date? The 31st. Oh, let's talk about a game that happened on October 31st. We'll do that next, but first. So I'm one of those people who gets annoyed when others celebrate anniversaries that aren't a 5, a 10, a 15, a 20. You know, someone will write about, oh, 14 years ago this happened, or 7 years ago this happened, and usually drives me crazy. But I have to talk about what happened 17 years ago tonight, because it's still one of the best games I've ever attended. Game 4 of the 2000 World Series was 17 years ago tonight. Which I can't believe that it was 17 years ago already. That game caused me to permanently damage my vocal cords. I'm not kidding. It was pushed back because of 9/11. Everything was pushed back. And I had planned on going to Wilmington, North Carolina with my best friend. And then we had to push the trip back a day, which wasn't a big deal. We figured we'd go to the game and then drive the 10 hours to Wilmington the next day. And that's what happened. But, whoo, we were not expecting the game that we attended on that night. So if you don't remember, the starters that night were Orlando El Duque Hernandez and Curt Schilling. Now, it's funny how your memory works, because don't really remember much of anything before the 8th inning when Arizona scored 2. And then obviously the 9th inning when the Yankees scored 2 to tie. I do remember being pissed at both Derek Jeter and Tino Martinez because they hadn't been doing much of anything in any series, although Jeter had the excuse of in the 5th game against Oakland, he did that, not the infamous flip play, but he actually flipped into where the cameras were and he fell onto a stool. And that seemed to affect him throughout the Seattle series and into the series against Arizona. So the Diamondbacks go up by 2. It's the bottom of the ninth. And I really wasn't in the mood to see the Yankees lose. I just wasn't. I had been to game two against Oakland, which they lost. I was at game five against Oakland, which they clinched. I was at game four against Seattle when Soriano walked off. And 2 seconds before he hit the walk-off home run, I complained to my brother that I hadn't seen a walk-off home run in the playoffs yet. I'm not even kidding. It was like 3 seconds later he hit it. And Jeter hit a bunt ground out. O'Neill singled. Williams struck out, swinging. And then Tino comes up and he hits the home run on the first pitch. And it took me until he got to second base for my brain to process what had happened. Even though I was sitting in the upper deck, the entire upper deck was going up and down, which was slightly frightening, but also kind of cool. And I started screaming because I couldn't believe what I saw. We were in on the left field side before the foul pole, so we had a great view of the home run. And then Mo comes in for the top of the 10th. It's 1-2-3 inning. Ground out, ground out, ground out. And then Brocious hit a fly ball to right. Soriano hit a fly ball to left. And then Jeter comes up. And his at-bat was so long and so agonizing. And if I remember correctly, I yelled, "Just do something!" And then he hit his walk-off. And I screamed again. I just kept screaming. I wasn't even screaming words. I wasn't screaming woo. I was just, which is why my voice was, when I say I lost my voice, I'm not exaggerating. I couldn't speak for 4 days. So I went to Wilmington with no voice. I was finally getting it back the night of game seven. And, oh my God, that was the worst. I was in a hotel room in Wilmington, and I cried for 3 hours. And it wasn't just because they lost. It was a buildup because of everything that had happened up to that point with 9/11 and just the stress of being at playoff games, not knowing if someone was going to blow up the stadium. And so yeah, I cried for 3 hours. And I don't think I spoke really until it's probably like 6 o'clock that night. We left the next morning. And then I finally like snapped out of it. And my best friend, who knew me better than anyone, knew that I needed time to process everything. And then once I was ready to speak, I'd speak. And I did. I think it was around Washington, D.C. I finally started speaking. But yeah, you know, I love that I have the experience of being at that game. I was with my father, my brother, and my best friend. My dad actually left early because he had a headache. But I think he said he was in stands when Tino hit the home run to tie, which he was like, "Oh God, we're going to stay here longer." And when Jeter won it. And I just remember how happy everyone in the stadium was that night. It was just elation and relief. And, you know, with everything that was happening downtown, being at the stadium was an escape for everyone. And so for it to be that type of a game, that it looked like they were down and out and then they win, it was such a great experience. And I'm really glad that I got to experience that game in person Because it is definitely different watching something like that on TV as opposed to being there and living it, you know? So anyway, that's it for today's episode of Locked On Yankees. I apologize it was so all over the place, but I had to get something in. We finally got news about Gardner, and I decided to record. So I've been your host, Stacey Gottsoulias. You can follow me on Twitter at Locked On Yankees or at my personal account, Stace Gotts. You can tweet me questions there. You can email me questions at lockedonnyy@gmail.com. You can rate this podcast on Apple and on Google. You can subscribe at Apple, Google, Spotify, and Stitcher. And have a good day. Tomorrow's November 1st. How is that possible? Hopefully I'll have more Yankee news to report then too. Have a good night, everyone.